I'll be preaching from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. Luke, chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. And I have entitled this preaching, The God of Storm. The God of Storm. Kaya nga po, weatherman ako, storm, no? But before that, let us ask the Lord to be with us and guide us and inspire us as we listen to this preaching. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we bow down our hearts before you to acknowledge you as God who is faithful and most holy and merciful, giving us another opportunity to be together as a church, to be at the center like this, Lord, to hear your words preached without any hindrances, nor apprehensions, nor fear, because we have freedom in this country. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for our salvation, that you allowed us, Lord, as sinful people, to be converted, Lord, to you. So that right now we have this privilege of hearing your words, not only having a privilege, but also the ability to understand your truths, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, Holy Spirit, be our guide this morning. Illumine our minds and inspire us. Do not allow any hindrance to come between us and the understanding of your truths, Lord. Lord, unworthy as I am, please use me to deliver your message to your people this morning. Help me, Lord God, empower me. Lord, we ask and pray that you magnify, you glorify your name in the results of this message in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning. And one of the most dreadful experiences occurred to me when I was diagnosed with a stage 3B cancer. I thought during the time I was pretty healthy and active both in the ministry and in secular corporate life. In fact, God allowed me to rebound from several setbacks in my personal life during that time. And the time I got that disease, I am a newly married man taking care of a baby boy. It was like I'm a trampled grass starting to blossom and be green again. But all of a sudden, all of this came to a halt. And the reality of death came face to face with me. And no amount of positive thinking bailed me out from the fear of leaving my loved ones behind. At that point, I know I am ready to face the Lord, but my loved ones are not. And as the day passes by, the agony is really becoming intense, and my faith is being shaken to its core. I tried to calm down my fears by thinking, God will get me out of this as usual, as before. But you see, I was so overwhelmed with information coming from well-meaning people. Life is like that. Just the other day, we woke up in a world crisis, diba? We know that Russia invaded Ukraine, and right now there's this war that is raging in that region. And we may think that we are not affected, but in reality, we are already affected. Gas prices are soaring up, dihuba. Goods are really soaring up in terms of its prices, and really, we are affected, dihuba. Now, as we take a look at our passage this morning, we will see that really storms are not fun, di ho ba? Storms are not fun at seas as well as in real life. But we can actually learn through storms that we never would learn if life is always calm. You see, my brothers and sisters, this morning, our faith is not just to get us to heaven after this life, but also our faith is to live in the here, in the now, especially when life goes through a storm. So please open your Bible in Luke chapter 8, verses 22 to 25. Luke chapter 8, 22 to 25. And let us read. I'm reading from NASB. And it came about on one of those days that he and his disciples got out into a boat. And he said to them, "Let us go over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out. But as they were sailing along, he fell asleep. And a fierce gale of wind descended upon the lake, and they began to be swamped and to be in danger. And they came to him and woke him up and saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And being aroused, he rebuked the wind and the surging waves, and they stopped, and it became calm. And he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were fearful and amazed, and that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Ito pong passage, this passage that we have just read, relates the miracle of our Lord Jesus calming the storm at sea. And this miracle have much to teach us about who Jesus is and what that means to us in the trials of life. Dito po makikita natin in this miracle that Jesus is Lord over all and that we must trust Him in the storms of life. At the end of this passage, His disciples remark with awe. They sabi po nila, "Who then is this that he commands even the winds and the water and they obey him?" And that is the question Luke wants us to consider. Who then is this Jesus? Who then is this Jesus? And in this passage, I would like us to take a look at two truths. One is that Jesus is Lord over all. Jesus is Lord over all. And second, we must therefore trust Jesus in the storms of life. We must trust Him in the storms of life. You see, the Bible tells us that everything is created for Him and through Him. Hindi ho ba? In the beginning, He created the heavens and the earth. It is no big deal for Him to calm the waves and the wind. Yet, at this instance, the disciples, to them, it was an amazing miracle. And we know this. Yet sometimes, we have this tendency to forget that the Lord Jesus is also the Lord in the practical daily situations that we are having. So the Lord, every now and then, does remind us of these truths. Just like what He did to His disciples. Yes, the Lord Jesus is the Lord of all. Because he knows the storm. Dito po sa binasa po natin. Please go to your Bible. Sabi po niya, let us go over to the other side of the lake. Did he know what he was getting them into? Of course, he knows. He knows all things. And so he knew that they would encounter storm. And yet, sabi po niya, let us go over to the other side of the lake. Although the disciples were veteran fishermen who knew this lake, they probably didn't anticipate the storm. The Sea of Galilee is about 13 miles long and 17 miles wide. It sits in a depression that is almost 700 feet below sea level, surrounded by mountains. And it rises about 2,000 feet above sea level on the eastern side. When winds funnel down those hills, it can create sudden, violent storms. And it was one of those unexpected storms that hit that evening. Unexpected to the disciples, but not to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it must have been a big storm. It is a quiet storm, because even those seasoned fishermen feared for their lives. But you see, even though it was so terrible, the sovereign Lord led them directly into it. My dear brothers and sisters, when serious trials hit, we often hear people say, the Lord didn't cause this trial, He only allowed it. Di ba? Narinig niyo po ba yun? Somehow, they think that they are getting God off the hook. Sometimes they will even say, Satan, not God, caused this tragedy. People think that by blaming Satan or by saying that God only allowed it, they preserve His love. But they do so at the expense of His sovereignty. My dear friends, the Bible clearly affirms that God is both loving and sovereign. You will not derive any comfort in trials by denying God's sovereignty. Let me just repeat that. The Bible clearly affirms that God is both loving and sovereign, and you will not derive any comfort in trials by denying God's sovereignty. True. God may use Satan to bring trials. We know this, mga kapatid, as He did in the case of Job. But clearly states, okay, in the Bible, and God Himself states, sabi niya po, I am the Lord and there is no other, the one forming light and creating darkness, causing well-being and creating calamity. I am the Lord who does all this. Makikita po natin yan sa Isaiah chapter 45 verses 6 to 7. We know this particular verses, Isaiah 45 verses 6 to 7. My dear friends, you will not find comfort in trials only if you affirm both. You will only find comfort in trials only if you affirm both God's absolute sovereignty and His unfailing love. Yun po yung key doon. And here, I would like us to take note of the several features of life's storm as seen in these storms that the disciples are experiencing. My dear friends, storms hit suddenly without warning. Yes, life storm can hit suddenly without warning. Yes, storms are like that. Right now, everything is smooth sailing, but in a matter of hours, without warning, you're in the middle of a crisis. And such a storm not only tests and develops your character, it actually reveals your character. Hudson Taylor, okay, he is the founder of the China Inland Mission, was talking to a young missionary who was about to start work in China. "Look at this," he said. He pounded his fist on the table, and the teacups jumped, and the tea spilled. Okay, pinugpag po niya yung table at nagtalsikan po yung tea. While the startled young man was wondering what was going on, Taylor said, "When you begin your work, you will be rocked in numerous ways. The trials will be like blows. Remember, these blows will bring out only what is in you." So, my dear friends, this morning, the time to develop resources to face the sudden storms that inevitably will strike is before they hit. Let me just repeat that. The time to develop resources to face the sudden storms that inevitably will strike is before they hit. If you don't spend time with the Lord in the calm of life, you won't know how to trust Him in the storms. Tandaan po natin yan. Kung maaliwalas, maganda ang buhay mo sa ngayon, and you don't stand on the truths, on His promises that He is faithful, He is good, He is loving, He is merciful, you will not be able to trust Him when the storms of life hit you. So ano pong ibig kong sabihin? What do I mean with that? Every moment of your life, you need to spend time with Him, trusting Him, fellowshipping with Him, standing on His promises, assuring yourself of the truths about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if you don't spend time with the Lord in the calm of your life, you won't know how to trust Him in the storms. Some feature of this storm is that storm hits believers. Sino po dito ang believers? Ang believer. Pakitaas na po yung kamay. Yan. Storm will hit you. This storm hit those with Christ in the boat as well. Diba? As well as those without Christ in their boat. If you go to Mark 4:36, it records to us that other boats were with them when they sailed. Okay? If this were a fairy tale, we might read that when the storm arose, the other boats were swamped, but the boat with Christ in it sailed as smooth as glass. But the fact is, Christians are not exempted from the storms of life. Just because you're in Jesus or you're in Jesus' boat doesn't mean that it's going to be smooth sailing. Christians are not exempt from trials. Some think, yes, that's true, but I'm serving Christ. They think that being committed to Christ earns them special protection from storms. But I want you, each one of you, to observe. Storms hit obedient believers who are serving Christ. In fact, mga kapatid, this storm did not hit the disciples because they had been disobedient, but rather because they had been obedient. Jesus said, "Let us go over to the other side." And these men who had committed their lives to serve Christ obeyed Him. And He led them straight into a storm. In the same way, obediently serving Christ may place you in the middle of storms, you would have avoided if you had stayed on the shore. Brother Gary, I don't want to be a believer anymore. Diba? That's the truth, mga kapatid. In fact, I have often found that the most severe times of testing have come right after we have taken a new step of faith or obedience. Naranasan niyo po ba yun? First time mong sumunod sa Panginoon, here you are. And then right after you obeyed, storm hits you. By the time I have contracted the disease, I'm serving as a steering committee in the eldership. I heeded the call to serve in this capacity, knowing how inadequate I am, and this will really cost me considerable amount of time juggling between corporate life and serving in the eldership. But that storm hits me hard. My point is, being obedient in the Lord does not exempt us from storms. It often leads you right into the storm. Iba, naranasan yung iba po sa atin dito. They have experienced this. When they became a believer, that's where the time they got persecuted by their own families, diba? Ostracized by their own friends because they are now walking with the Lord. And I know you can relate with this. Not only did the Lord lead the disciples into this storm, okay? But also, tingnan po natin, the Lord seemed to leave them alone in the storm. You see, in this account, this is the only incident in the Bible that mentions Jesus sleeping. And what a time to fall asleep. Diba? In the midst of a fierce storm, doon po siya natulog, ang ating Panginoon. It would be one thing if Jesus had said, "Men, a storm is coming. Peter, lika rito. John, lika rito. Make sure that the sail is secure. James, get the gear. Tie them down." If Jesus had been actively involved, giving orders, telling them, hang in there, guys. We're going to make it. The storm would have been difficult, but it's bearable, di ba? Kung nakikita nila si Christ nandun, nagmamando. But just when they needed Jesus' calm leadership and assurance, where was He? Diba? Narinig niyo po ba yung kantang, "Just when I needed you most, you left me"? Parang ganito yung experience nito dito, di ba, mga kapatid? Where was He? He was sucked out in the back of the boat, oblivious to their dire needs. And I'm sure, one way or another, you have felt like that in the midst of a trial, you have felt this. You get into it and it seems as if the Lord checked out and left you all alone to figure the trials out. You're bailing like crazy, but the waves are winning, and you're about to go under, and you wonder, where's the Lord in all of this? Where's the Lord in all of this storm and trials and difficulties that I am facing? But you see, my dear friends, in reality, the Lord was with them in the storm. He is always there, even though sometimes it seems as if He's not. But you see, most often He waits until we are out of our wits, and so that we sense how great our need really is. Sabi nga po ni Pastor, hindi niya tayo iiwan na matututong. He is always there. But even before the disciples called on Him, this is the fact of the story, Jesus was there with them in the boat. Di ba? Di nila na-realize yun eh. Going through the storm with them. He has promised, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. In Hebrews 13:5, even Paul affirmed this in Romans 8:38-39. Alam po natin ito, Romans 8:38-39. No trial can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We know the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who obeyed the Lord and found themselves in a storm of a different sort, thrown into Nebuchadnezzar's fiery furnace. And as he peered into flames, Nebuchadnezzar was astounded and said to his officials, "Was it not three men we cast bound into the midst of fire?" They answered, "Certainly, O king." He replied, "Look, I see four men loosed and walking about in the midst of the fire without harm. And the appearance of the fourth is like a son of God." It's Daniel 3, verses 24-25. If you are aware of that account, I do believe that it was the Lord Jesus Christ who was the fourth man in that fiery furnace. He didn't leave those faithful men alone in their trial, but went and stood with them in the flames. So, my dear friends, whenever you're in a storm, even though you may think at first that the Lord is not there, He is there. And the first thing we must do in the storms of life is to affirm that Jesus is Lord. He is Lord of all. Yes, even in the storms of our lives. Therefore, let's go now to our second point. We must and we should trust Jesus in the storms of our lives. And this is actually the main point of this passage. Okay? It comes through with Jesus' question. So verse 25, please go there. Verse 25. Where is your faith? Sabi ng ating Panginoon, where is your faith? If there's ever a time when it seems as if panic would be legitimate, it's where you're in a major storm and your boat is being swamped. And yet, Jesus rebuked not only the storm, but also the disciples' lack of faith. Okay? At dito po makikita natin, mga kapatid, that storms often exposes how we are not trusting in the Lord. Yes, storms often exposes how we are not trusting in the Lord. We all can fake it in calm waters. We can impress others with how together we seem to be. And the disciple could cope with normal storms quite well. They had been in storms on this lake many other times. They were experts at handling their boat in rough waters. At first, they probably thought, no problem, we can handle it. But this storm brought them to the end of themselves and showed them how they were trusting in themselves. You see, my dear friends, brothers and sisters, this morning, often a crisis shows us a side of ourselves we are blind to. Let me just repeat that. Often a crisis shows us a side of ourselves that we are blind to. And the Lord uses it, the storms, to reveal new areas where we need to learn to trust Him. We all must come to know our weaknesses, our propensity, our inclination to trust ourselves so that we will rely on His strength. Storms often show us things that we don't see in calmer days. Yes, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, storms reveal our distorted view of the problem. The disciples excitedly cry, "Master, Master, we are perishing." They thought they all were going down. But wait a minute. Who was on board with them? He is God's promised Messiah, and they know it. They believe that He is the promised Messiah. Diba? To think that God's long-awaited Messianic kingdom could sink to the bottom of the Sea of Galilee, it was really absurd. But in their panic, the disciples had a distorted view of the problem. You see, not all fear is wrong, but Jesus rebuked the disciples because their fear was excessive. All right? Some fear is useful because it leads us to take prudent caution for our safety. Sometimes fear makes us spring into immediate action to save our lives or the life of a loved one who is in danger. But fear is excessive and wrong when it causes us to panic so that we are not thinking carefully in light of God's promises. So if we are so focused on the problem that we cannot see God's control over it, then we're not trusting Him. Okay? We are so focused on the problem, then we are not trusting Him. Ano pa po? Storms reveal our distorted view of ourselves. Trials reveal our distorted view of ourselves. Master, Master, we are perishing. That we probably included Jesus, but it's not sure that He was their utmost concern. Si Jesus ba talaga ang concern nila dito when they exclaim, "Master, Master, we are perishing"? They are not saying, hey guys, if we don't get out of the storm, the Messiah will die. They're not saying that. First and foremost, they were fearing for their own lives. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, storms have a way of exposing our self-focus. We can put on a front of caring about others until we realize that it's going to cost us. Suddenly, it's every man for himself. Self-pity is another sure sign that we have a distorted view of ourselves. So anytime we're feeling sorry for ourselves, we're too focused on ourselves, we need to stop and get the big picture of what God is doing. Okay pa po, tayo dito. Praise God. Storms reveal our distorted view of the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The disciples ask in awe, "Who then is this?" So verse 25. You see, that was their problem. They really didn't realize who Jesus is. If they had known, they would have not been so amazed at what had happened. They underestimated His power. And we do the same thing. When we panic in a crisis, we try to solve our problem by figuring everything into the equation except the supernatural power of Christ. We try to figure out things. We ask for help. We compute. We try to put on the equation. Everything was there except the supernatural intervention of God. You see, our distorted view of the problem and of ourselves clouds our vision that we fail to see the marvelous person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Although in this passage that we have just read, Luke does not mention it, but in Mark's account, it tells us that the disciples, okay, also said, "Lord, don't you care that we are perishing?" Mas matindi. "Lord, wala kang pakialam, mamamatay na tayo dito." We don't know who that disciple is. Okay? In time of severe trial, it's easy to doubt the Lord's loving care for us. That's why, my dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters, by faith, we must always affirm two things in our trials. Two things in our trials. God's sovereignty. He is sovereign over all things. And His amazing love. Makikita po natin yan sa 1 Peter 5, 6 to 7. 1 Peter 5 to 6. 1 Peter 5, 6 to 7. Thus, we often think that we're trusting in the Lord until a storm hits us. It reveals to us how we're not really trusting Him. So instead, mga kapatid, ito po ang kailangang mangyari. Storms should drive us to trust in the Lord because He is the Lord of storm. He is the God of storms. The disciples may have protested, "We were trusting in the Lord. We called to Him for help." But they were not really calling to Jesus in faith. Or He wouldn't have rebuked them by asking, "Where is your faith?" What they needed most in this dire situation was to trust in the living God. That's also what we need most in our trials. Sad to say, trusting God has fallen on hard times. Trusting God in a crisis is not useless advice. In fact, this is and must be the first default that we need to do, to trust God in the midst of storm. It is what has sustained the saints in many horrible trials down through the history of the church. If you don't know how to trust God in the storms of life, you need to learn, because we are commanded to walk by faith and be built up in the faith. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 7. Yes, my dear brethren, the better we know the Lord, the better we can trust Him. The better we know the Lord, the better we can trust Him. Who then is this? Is the crucial question. Who then is this? That is the crucial question. Clearly, this Jesus is fully human. He had a body that got so exhausted that He could sleep in the midst of this storm. Naranasan niyo po ba yun? Pagod kayo, nakatulog kayo, hindi mo na alam nangyari, di ba? Nagising ka na lang kinabukasan. Because He is fully human, He is so exhausted that He can sleep amidst this fierce storm. The full humanity of Jesus should be of tremendous comfort to us when we are suffering from the limitation of our bodies. Because we know that He is fully human, we can relate to Him. It should be a comfort to us. Sabi nga po ng manunulat ng Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 15, Hebrews 4, 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Yes, the full humanity of our Lord Jesus Christ should bring tremendous comfort to us when we go through fierce storms in our lives. But you see, mga kapatid, the truth is, the Lord is not fully human, He is also fully divine. He is God. He merely had to speak the word and the howling winds ceased. And the surging waves were instantly as smooth as glass. Just as Jesus' full humanity encourages us because He understands, He relates with us, we can relate with Him. So His full deity should encourage us because He is so powerful to act on our behalf. My dear friends, this morning, nothing is too difficult for the living God. Amen? Amen? Nothing is too difficult for the living God. Not a breath of wind or a drop of water can defy His sovereign will. Yes, the better we know Him, the better we can trust Him in our trials. And the bigger the storm, the more the Lord will be glorified as we trust in Him. The bigger the storm, the more the Lord will be glorified when we trust in Him. We need always to keep in mind that the chief end of man is not to use God for our own happiness, but to glorify Him no matter what happens to us. This storm that just happened revealed the glory of Christ in a way that would have been hidden had it not happened, ito pong storm na ito. The disciples got a glimpse of His majestic power that He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey Him. Yes, my dear brethren, the bigger the problem, the more our Almighty God will be glorified when we throw ourselves on Him to trust Him. Corrie ten Boom, the author of The Hiding Place and survivor of the German concentration camps, said that people often came up to her and said, "Corrie, my, what a great faith you have." She would smile and respond, "No, it's what a great God I have." Our faith in trials should point people towards our great God. Amen po ba? When we respond to storms of life with trust in our Lord Jesus Christ, the faith that we have will point who this Jesus is. Amen po ba? Will point others to Jesus because He is alive. He is powerful in our lives. Our faith in trials should point people toward our great God. And the more we trust Him in this storm, the more we will know Him and be able to trust Him in the next storm. Okay? Natapos yung storm mo. Guess what? There will be another storm. Amen? Because we are still in this wicked, fallen world. The winds and the water obey Jesus without question. But we always have a choice. Sadly, we often fail to obey and trust Him. But notice that first, the disciples feared the storm, then they feared the Lord. Their fear of the storm was due to their lack of faith. Their fear of the Lord stemmed from their new awareness of His awesome power. Faith in the Lord is not an automatic thing. Hindi po ito automatic. It is something that we must choose to exercise every now and then, often in the face of overwhelming circumstances that seem to scream at us, God doesn't care about you. No. Trust and faith in the Lord. You need to do this. You need to exercise this. My dear friends, don't treat the Lord Jesus Christ as if He doesn't even exist. Faith sometimes must go back to previous situations where God has shown Himself faithful and say, I remember what God did for me. Remember your salvation. You were bound to hell without hope because of sin. And God miraculously revived you through faith, through His gospel, so that right now, no matter what happened in this life, you are assured of salvation. Remember that. If He answered your greatest need, how can He not answer your storm right now? Mga kapatid, often we have to go back to the history recorded in Scripture where we read of God's faithfulness to His people in horribly difficult situations. My dear friends, if you actively trust the Lord Jesus in your current trial, your faith will be strengthened to trust Him in the next storm. As I close this message, we have heard Bible teachers say, with Christ in the boat, you can smile at the storm. Kanta po natin ito, di ba? We can smile at the storm when Jesus is with us in the boat. Certainly, there is a sense of truth in this statement. But you see, we cannot give an overly rosy picture. We need to face squarely the fact that sometimes Jesus doesn't calm the storm. Sometimes the boat does sink, even if we're trusting in Jesus. Amen po? John the Baptist was not delivered from prison. He lost his head. Peter was miraculously delivered from prison, but James was put to death. So, what should we do if we trust in the Lord, but the boat sinks? You're praying for these loved ones to get healed. And yet, the Lord did not answer that prayer. He died, in fact, diba? What will you do if the miracle doesn't come? The answer is this. We trust in the Lord Jesus as we go under. We go down singing. We go down singing with Him. John Huss was burned at the stake for his faith, but he went out singing. Nicholas Ridley and Hugh Latimer were burned at the stake together. As the fire were lit, Latimer cried out, "Be of good comfort, Master Ridley," and play the man. "We shall this day light such as a candle for God's grace in England, as I trust shall never be put out." Hudson Taylor lost his beloved wife, Maria, as they both sought to take the gospel to inland China. But he stood at her grave, sung, "Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art. I am finding out the greatness of thy loving heart." The question is this: do you know Jesus in that way? Do you know Jesus in that way? If not, my dear friend, don't wait until the storm hits. Seek Him now. Trust Him as your Savior, your only hope for heaven. Trust Him daily in small problems you face. Now is the time to really build up that trust in Him unconditionally in your life. Yesterday, I just had my 6th year surveillance checkup since I contracted the disease. The results may not or may be favorable, but one thing is sure: Jesus is the God of my storm, and I can entrust everything to Him. My dear brothers and sisters, whether Jesus instantly calmed the storm, or whether your boat sinks, you will know peace that the world can never ever know, the peace that comes from trusting in our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of all, the Lord of all, the God of storm. Amen po ba? Can we just sing, stand up and sing our second song before we end?
Shall we all rise? Father, thank you for your Son. Thank you for Jesus. He is our Savior. Father, you have already solved the greatest storm in our lives. That is hell through Jesus. So we thank you for the cross, the mighty cross.
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for saving us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for sending your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to become man and die for us on the cross to pay the penalty of our sins, Lord. And he rose again to secure our future in you, in your kingdom, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that even though, Lord, we are rebels and sinners before you, you made a way, Lord, to reconcile us to you through your Son. You even gifted us that gift of repentance that we can now, Lord, stand before you blameless, Lord. And so, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that even though we will walk through valleys of death, to shadows of death, Lord of God, through difficulties in this life, ailments, problems, and trials and tribulations, Lord, you did not leave us to figure out this on our own, Lord. You are with us, Lord Jesus, and you are in full control. You are sovereign sa lahat po ng ito, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we continue to ask that you burn this message, Lord, sa buhay po namin, sa puso namin, that we continue to remember that you are the God of the storms of our lives, Lord of God, that you are in full control, Lord. Continue to help us to trust you, Lord, with that resolve that no matter what, we will continue to trust you, whether you instantly calm the storm that we have or allow our boats to sink, Lord. We will have this peace that the world will never ever know. The peace that comes from trusting in you, our Lord Jesus, the Lord of all, and the Lord of storms. Lord, thank you so much. Glorify your name even in the results of this message in the lives of your people, Lord of God. Even as we give our tithes and offerings, Lord, thank you. Thank you for allowing your people to give back what is due you, Lord of God. We ask and pray that you will use the proceeds of these offerings and tithes, Lord, for the advancement of your cause, Lord, in and through our church, Lord of God. Thank you so much, Lord. Magnify and glorify your name in through our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you po, mga kapatid. God bless you.